A recent study followed more than 1,000 children to observe their levels of self-control. When the children turned 32, the researchers found that those who consistently displayed strong self-control from childhood had better health as adults and were less likely to have drug or alcohol problems. The subjects who had less self-control as children were 3 times as likely to have financial problems when they grew up and were more prone to have criminal records. So, how do parents encourage self-control? Ellen Galinsky of the Families and Work Institute recommends setting simple short-term goals with very young children and following through on them. For example, not letting your child eat a treat that you get while grocery shopping until you get home. This can begin even with children younger than age 1. Play red light, green light, but switch up the rules from time to time. Red means go, green means stop. It takes a lot of self-control for kids to do the opposite of what they've learned previously. Follow a child's lead on how they delay gratification for themselves. Does a child need to sit quietly to calm herself? Or does she prefer to burn off energy by playing ball? Encourage the method that works most naturally for your child. In a world that pushes short-term rewards and offers infinite choices, kids who grow up with the ability to say, "Let's wait," will ultimately benefit the most. Visit MarylandFamilyNetwork.org for more information. I'm Linnea Anderson with Maryland Family Network for WYPR, your NPR news station.